I also want to thank all of you who have joined us tonight. I feel that tonight is going to be a very special night, in particular, a special night in the heart of God. What I'm going to be giving you tonight happened late this afternoon when the Spirit of the Lord began to come into the house like rolling waves of an ocean. You could feel the breakers roll over us. And it's truly been wonderful until this very moment. But shortly after he began to come in, just minutes, he gave me this passage of scripture and told me to share it tonight. So I want you to know this is particularly from the heart of God for you. I love the way he talks to his people. You're so important to him. It's hard to comprehend. I think a person could stand in front of us, someone like Moses, for instance, and tell us 1,000 times, you don't know how much God loves you. And we would say, oh, yes, 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 I do. But deep inside our hearts, we know, we really don't know just how much he loves us and how we want to know. We want to experience it. We want to walk in it day and night, if that is possible. And it's good news to know that we can. God can give all that he wants to give. And he's trying to prepare his church to receive more than we've ever known before. So my prayer for you tonight is that you would just let go of your busyness, any preconceived ideas that you have maybe had about how tonight should go, either at home or together online. Just let it all go and let God come as he will to each and every one of us individually according to our need. He loves to do that, you know. Our needs are so diverse. And he wants to come right there at the heart of our greatest need and reveal himself. So just open your heart. Open the ceiling over your mind. Invite him to come in and to please show you his beautiful face, his wonderful glory. And I believe that if you can relax and let him do that, that many, if not all, of you are going to receive something of him tonight that you possibly have never known before. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We do not begin to know nor understand just how good your goodness is. Our hearts are so small, Lord, and our understanding so narrow. We try so hard to be spiritual so that we can walk with you. But we know that we are but youths in the life of the Spirit. And you're the only one that can help us grow up. So tonight, as you come into every home, as you meet every person that is on this line, comfort them, Father. Comfort them with your love, your mercy, your holiness, your goodness. and anything else that they may need at this moment in history for themselves and their family. We love you, Lord. Help us to receive your love and help us to give you our love. In your precious name. Amen. It's an amazing thing to be a parent and to yearn for that one thing that is going to touch your child's heart, that they may see the beauty of your love and desire it with all of their hearts. I'm not sure that there's anything that a parent would want more than that. But in it, Lord, we know of a truth that we can't possibly want this more than you do. You want to reveal yourself to young and old. Teach us to receive. Teach us to humble ourselves. Teach us to love as you love. Teach us to love without conceit. Teach us to love without condemnation and a critical spirit. But may our love be rich because it's filled with your love. May our desires be holy because you are holy. May we want the blossoming love of our Father to reach into the lives of those we love. My Father, we do not know the mind of man, nor the heart of man, no matter how we may long to know that. We don't really know it, not even those that we love so much. But we know that you do. Nothing can stand between that heart that is longing and your heart that is yearning to satisfy that longing. Nothing can build a wall that you cannot break down. And we thank you that in your great love, you will break it down. You will melt it like wax on a hot summer's day for the one who has desperate love for you. And we thank you again and again and again that you are this way, Lord. Lover of our souls. The one who desires passionately to wipe away every tear, to blot away every spot of darkness, to heal every wound, to release faith that is unimaginable to us, that we might receive of your abundance every day. You desire this so much more than we know how to desire it. Help us, Lord, by your mercy and your grace. In your precious name. Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. Now therefore I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly, and that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people. And Father, we speak not only for Israel, but for America and for every nation on the earth. Lord, where there are praying saints pleading for your covering love over their nation. And the Lord said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with us, do not carry us up from here. And by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in you going with us that we are distinguished? I and your people from all the other nations of the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have asked for you have found favor, loving kindness and mercy in my sight. And I know you personally and by name. And Moses said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim my name, the Lord, before you. For I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy and loving kindness on whom I will show mercy and loving kindness. As I read this passage earlier, something stood out to me that I can't remember has ever done it before. And that was verse 16. For by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in your going with us that we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the other people upon the face of the earth? And as I read that, an amazing thing went on inside of me. And I thought, isn't that the distinguishing thing that every Christian has? It is the revelation of your grace, your mercy, your love. And by that love, by that grace, by that mercy, will every man know that you have come? You remake us into your image. You deliver us from the image of darkness, and you make us into the image of light that is full of good fruit, full of beauty, warmth, strength, abundance, grace, And as the people of the earth look upon your children, Lord, and they begin to see the sun in his radiance shine from us, is it not this that draws all men unto our God? It's not by your human beauty. It's not by your human wisdom. It's not by your human power, your knowledge. It is not by anything that is of the soul, anything that is of our flesh, that draws people to you through your church. But it is the goodness of the Spirit of God that dwells within. It is the beauty, the radiance of the divine, that when man sees it, they're drawn to a conclusion. Will they or will they not say yes to this God that rules over this people? Let it not be said that one sinner turned from you because of your church, walking and living in the flesh. If they will turn, let them turn, Lord. But let it be because they've looked upon your righteousness and your glory and rejected it, making themselves unworthy of all that you would give them. But for your church, let us not only be seekers, but revealers of the glory of the Son of God. Let our hearts be melted and poured out from within. The love of God, the love of God, the love and the glory of God. May we humble ourselves that the greatness of who you are is made manifest and clearly seen, that all may know you are. If we have found favor in our Lord's sight, may he show us now his way. May we know, progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly. If we have found favor in his sight, consider us that we are his people. May all that we have, all that we are, point the light in the way of Christ. Without even saying it, Lord, may the people know that the Son of Righteousness has risen. The people have never heard before. May they look at his people, look at his church, and yearn for the glory, the radiance, the splendor, the beauty, the nobility, the holiness that is from him alone. May they learn to die that you might live in us. May we hunger. May we thirst for all righteousness. For in this we will be satisfied, for we will have our God. It's not in the things of the world. It's not in the things that we think. It's not in the things that we feel. It's not in the passions that we bear. It is in the knowledge of our loving God, holy and pure, righteous and powerful, the manifestation of splendor, the hope of his radiance. We look upon you, and we are found in your favor, Lord, that your name might be glorified. For here in this place we will know joy. Here in this place we will know contentment. For here in this place we will know the beauty of righteousness, the power of holiness, the acceptance of love, being transformed daily, weekly, yearly, into the image of the Son. We look to you day by day, and our hearts with a glorious longing ache to be one with the Son. We know him not. His light is so brilliant, we can't even gaze upon him. We know him not, though we love him. We have not seen him, but we love him, because your love is in our hearts. Your image is in our mind. Your spirit is recreating us into the beauty of who you are. And for this we hunger, we thirst, we pant, and we turn away from all things of ungodliness to seek all things in God. Father, we know that we cannot make ourselves what you've called us to be. So you gave it to us. You went to the glorious cross, dear Christ. You went and you poured out your life that you might give it to us, and that our Father might be satisfied with the love of his children. We cannot make ourselves into the image of Christ, but you have found a way. You look for that one that would stand in the gap and become the bridge between the man that you created and the Son. And to him we were bequeathed that we might have eternal life in you forever through eternity. From one glory to another, and another, and another, grace abounding, and abounding again, and abounding even more, and light flowing, growing, becoming clearer, more brilliant, until we are walking face to face with our God in the light of his glory. This is the way. Walk ye in it. This is the life. Arise and begin it. This is the power by which you will overcome the world. Your faith. Even your faith. and I will be there for you. My hands outstretched, my love embrace. I will be there for you are mine, inextricably mine. I called you. I named you. I empowered you to become the son, the daughter of the living God. And you heard, and you arose. Come. Come. Come, my children, come. Be not afraid. Arise and be healed. Arise. And let your vision be open that you may behold the very essence of life, of light, of love. Father, we are nothing without you. But we know that in you all things are possible. We have no hope without you, Jesus Christ. No hope. You are our only Messiah. We have no strength without you. Our strength is in your righteousness given to us to enable us to climb the mountain unto the hill of the Lord. And in your strength is your righteousness. And in your strength is your joy. And in your strength, we do have hope. We live by it. We walk by it. We climb by it. It is you and you alone for whom we hope. Oh, I can feel the panting of your heart, my Father. How you long for these people. How you long for these people. I feel the panting of your heart. Father, it is so full of joy, full of hope, but yet full of pain. For the hunger that is never satisfied. Without the lives that you bought at Calvary. There is no offering upon the earth that can be exchanged when it is our soul you are after. It is that for which you hunger. Our soul that is empty without you. Our soul that is sadness without you. Our soul that is no life without you. You hunger and you pant after us. And you give us the grace and the power to hunger and pant after you. Holy, 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 holy is our God, holy is our God of glory, holy is our God, holy, noble, significant one. Holy are you, O God, holy are you, Jesus Christ, our life, the giver of life. By it we drink. And we have life. You are so clean, so pure, so merciful. We know not what to do, though you give us thousands of pages by which to know you. We cannot know even one precept, even one commandment. Lest you live in us and teach us and give us, impart the truth to us. We can't even love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. We cannot love our neighbor as ourselves. The most simple of all things we cannot do. If you are not there, sitting on the throne, prepared for you, imparting to us the grace, the glory, the strength, the victory of enduring life. Holy is our God. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, holy. And we worship you and we praise you. We offer you all praise, Lord, for none else is worthy of the praise for which you alone are worthy. It does not matter what goes on in our life day by day. Nothing can interfere with your love for us. We cannot judge this love by things of this world. Only by the living testimony of the Spirit of God given to us. To know you, and to love you with all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our heart, all of our strength, all of our will. You are the precious treasure. You are. And we thank you. Thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Your word says, therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may deal wisely and prosper in all that you do. Keep the words of this covenant, O God. Let your covenant be written upon our hearts, burned upon our hearts in a holy fire, that our soul knows one thing, one vision, one understanding, and that is, we are the children of the Holy Lamb of God. And these commandments of this covenant we will do because you love us and you will enable us. And because we are learning to love you as he loved you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Tonight, rap on the door of our hearts tonight. Oh, and we will rise and we will open the door. We will not look for the fragrance left upon the door knob because we arose too late. If we hear the knock, we will arise and we will follow you. For you are worth the price, any price. To no one so lovely that he would give his life on the preordained cross to buy the sacrifice. Father, I pray that you will touch every person on this line. That you will touch them. Open their hearts, open their souls, open their spirits to hear the word of the living God, that they might know you. That they might know you. Born again from above. So great is your love. Father, for those who have children, whether those children are walking with you today or not, Lord, let them lift their hands to you. In the palm of their hands, let them bear the child and give that child to you right now. An offering of love, that you will parent that child from this day forward. And that child will be raised to know the highest and best of God. We thank you for that, Father. And we bless them in your glorious name. Amen.